build the center for interfaith and meeting and dialogue in the house. So I didn't start doing the interfaith by myself. I was just filling up my parents' wishes, and I stepped in them shoes to continue the message that my family been doing it for the last 400 years. To have a center in the heart of the old city, my house is on the Via Dolorosa, and I think most of you know the street of the Via Dolorosa by the first station of the cross. And my backyard is on the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. My house is very large, that you take the whole block. So I'm between the Via Dolorosa and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This area is very important to many people. They come to Jerusalem for worshiping and on pilgrimage. Every day we see pilgrims going on the Via Dolorosa praying. So from my childhood, I used to go down, stand on the front of my door, and watch pilgrims praying on the Via Dolorosa. I go back to my backyard, and I can hear the prayer in Al-Aqsa Mosque and in the Dome of the Rock. And across the street from my house, the Church of the Ikki Homo, or Sister of Zion, I also can hear the prayer when they chat at the church. So from my childhood, I was always hearing the voice of worshiping and calling God. And of course, in my house as a Sufi family, we grew up from our childhood learning that Sufism is our traditional and our way. So we had always meetings and meditation in the house. So you can imagine my childhood just always involved in spirituality, in dealing with the many visitors who come to the house. And when I was very young, I was asking myself, why all these people come to my house, you know? What they want? And why they want to talk to my grandfather? Why they want to talk to my father? And when I grew up, I found out building the bridge is very important. Because we didn't only receive Muslims and Sufism in the house. We received all kind of religion, all kind of faith, different languages, different cultures, languages. My grandfather kept a book. When the visitors come to his house, they register their names and they comment on the visit. It's almost 92 years old, that book. And when you open that book, you will find many, many languages from all around the world. And Christian, Jew, and Muslims signed their names as they were in the center of the Uzbek community house. To go through that book, it gives you the history that family tradition been kept for 400 years. And I think this is quite amazing that one family can keep a heritage for 400 years without changing the idea. And when the conflicts start getting stronger in Jerusalem and in the Middle East, I felt I'm not going to sit home, wait for the people to come to my center. I start doing the interfaith dialogue outside of the house, going places, meeting people, got involved in many activities. And as Eliyahu mentioned, we've been knowing each other for 5 years. Eliyahu brings many groups to my house, not only just to hear me talk, also to do meditation. Now imagine in the old city, in the center of the Uzbek, Christian, Jew, and Muslims circle to worship and call God. And I felt very proud and very strong to hold this kind of gathering in my house. And to build the bridge between two people that are struggling and fighting, as also Eliyahu mentioned, it's not very easy. We have many obstacles. We have many people that are imposed. They say that's what we're doing. It's not going to achieve anything. Peace will not be happen in the Middle East. Many people say only by force we can establish peace. But in my idea, do you think two guns facing each other will establish peace? I don't think so. The gun will shoot and both of them, they will be killed, and peace will not achieve. The only way to achieve peace, by dialogue, understanding, and spreading love. And for the people who was here yesterday, I said, you have to believe inside of your heart for love and peace. And if you don't believe that very strongly, peace will not come. We're counting on you to support, and your support by believing very deeply inside of your heart that peace can be achieved. You're not going to sit over here and just look at the news and hoping things will get better. We want you to believe it will get better. We want your heart to be filled with love and peace to share with the people in the Middle East, that peace can be achieved, and with your support. Because if we all gonna struggle in the Middle East, the whole world will have problems. I always say, Jerusalem is the heart of the world. And if the heart cure, the whole world would be cured. If the heart have problem and aching, the whole world will suffer too. If you look at the map these days, you find there's always problems, there's fight, there's some kind of killing. If you look in India, Bangladesh, Chechnya, the Middle East, even in the European countries, crime rate is very high. I lived in the United States in America, in Chicago. And believe it or not, we heard that more people get killed in Chicago by crimes and car accidents than all the people get killed in the Middle East. And this is not my calculation, it's the media calculation in the United States. So, the effect of the problems in the Middle East is spreading around like a disease. And you can't take painkiller to stop that. You have to heal. And healing, it comes from loving and understanding. We have to love each other. We have to understand. God, when He creates religious and He creates people on this world, His purpose to have different religion, different culture, different colors, different languages, for us to learn from each other. Now imagine if we all one color, we all one religion, and we all one language. What we can learn from each other? We all the same. There's nothing you can learn. I am just like you, and he's like the others, and everybody's just the same. So you travel from India to Scotland, and they are all the same. So what are you going to achieve by traveling? They're all the same. Just look in the mirror, and you don't have to go anywhere. Look at your neighbors, and you don't have to go anywhere. God created us different. I speak 5 languages because I was interested to know about the Hebrew. So I learned the Hebrew language. I also learned the English language. If I wasn't speaking English, I would be speaking Arabic to you and nobody I understand, as I said in the beginning. I speak Turkish because I studied in Turkey for 2 years the Sufi method of the Mevlevi, the dervish. I'm originally from Uzbekistan, so I speak my mother tongue language, the Uzbek language. You know, to know languages, you can communicate. And if it wasn't for differences, I would not learn languages. And when I learn the language, I know about the cultures, and I know about religious, and I know about other things that people think of. I wasn't fortunate like my grandfather. I can't say I learned the whole Talmud or I know the Bible by heart, but I did study. I know a little bit about the Jewish, and I know about Christianity, and I know about other religions. To know about the other religions, you can understand. I don't ask you to convert to Islam. We don't believe in conversion because God created us as we are. God didn't ask any of you what language, what religion, what color you want to be born in. So we respect what God orders. So I respect everyone as God created him. But to know about the other religions is very important. Many people think Islam, I don't want to say what one thing, but everybody has his own idea about Islam. But did anybody take a book and try to know about Islam from the Quran, from the Holy Book? You only listen to the media. And media, as everybody else just mentioned, they only show one picture. They don't show the whole truth. As I learned Torah and I learned the Bible, I encourage every one of you to learn about Islam from his own way, not from the media, not from what the people say, not from what I say. You read it and you can understand it. Everybody have his own mind, and I think everybody's creative enough to know what's all religion about. When you understand other religion, you can relate. When somebody says something, you say, no, I know that the Christian doesn't say that. I know the Jewish religion doesn't say that. I know the Islamic religion doesn't say that. So we can't blame our ignorance on the media. We have to educate ourselves. And we are living in a world with all the facilities and knowledge and education. And we have the amazing thing, what we call computer now. I think everybody know have a computer or an access to computer. You just click on that computer and open you a very wide selection about all religion and all other things that you can find. And You don't have to go to a church or to a mosque or to synagogue to learn about religion. Just at your home and on your computer, you can do amazing things. The thing we are doing, traveling around, I call myself and Eliyahu like the bird with two wings, because bird can fly with one wing, two wings. A Muslim and a Jew, from the heart of the old city of Jerusalem, traveling all the kind of distance, coming here. We've been to Uzbekistan together, me and Eliyahu. French, German, Portugal, South Africa, United States, all around the world we travel. The distance doesn't become an obstacle because we want to achieve something. We want to achieve peace. And we're willing to go to the moon if there is where we can achieve peace. You know, we're not going to stop on one kind of distance and say, I can't go any further. There is no limit to the need of peace, and we're willing to go all the way. That's how strong we believe in peace. And if you also believe strongly in peace, then I think peace can be achieved. And on Judgment Day, God will ask every one of you, what have you done in your life? And you have to prepare that answer to God now. Because when you die, it's going to be too late to think what you're going to say to God when He asks you, what have you done in your life? If any of you have the answer, that'd be great. But if you don't have the answer, you start preparing yourself for that moment. Because definitely we're all going to stand in front of God. And if you ask everyone in this world, when you die, where do you want to go? I'm going to heaven, for sure. Nobody say, I'm going to hell. Nobody want to go to hell. Everybody want to go to heaven. But what have you done to earn that heaven? What did you do to earn the heaven? You just can't walk and say, I'm going to heaven. And I want to become a doctor. I'll just go to university and say, give me a certificate. I want to become a doctor. They say, no, you have to study. You have to work 4, 5, 6 years, 7 years to earn that certificate that says you are a doctor. And if you want to go to heaven, you have to work hard also. But you don't have to go to college. You have to achieve something in your life. You have to believe in God and what God created, and to love them as you love God. And I think peace can accomplish by every one of you if you believe peace and love can be achieved. I would like to take, how long I have? 5 minutes. I would like to take this opportunity. 8 minutes. All right, 8 minutes. All right. We have also another sheikh who's involved in interfaith religion dialogue, the Green Sheikh. He's famous in that name because he always wears green. And the green is the nature of the beautiful land. Especially when I realized that in Scotland, when you look at the outside, it's all green and beautiful. And green, it shows lives. Because it's not green, the animal will not feed, and people have problems and crops will not grow and people will not have nothing to eat. So I would like to ask Green Sheikh to come and do 5-minute meditation with you. And I hope this meditation and this prayer will go to the Middle East, to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem, to all the world for peace. If you can't recite the word, just feel it with your heart that peace can be achieved. I thank you very much. God bless you. All the best. Green Sheikh, would you please?
Been my true life, and I think in this world is the one entrance and one way for the mission of peace. We are talking about it and we are speaking about it. At my young age, I was in Berlin, and I also have my workshop, and I delivering my teaching for peace and love and a green life and green peace. And come to me one lovely young girl, she entered to the workshop and she said, "You are speak about God." I say, "Yes." And she say, "I love God." I say, "That's wonderful." She say, "But why I have to be Muslim? Why I have to be Christian? Why I have to be Jewish? Why I have to be Hindu? Why I have to be Buddhist? Why I don't be what I like?" It was the answer. And it was the answer that not only for her, but also for me was the answer. I received the answer from the Almighty God to give that, because that was a big question. Then I was come to my heart to ask her, "By birth, what are you?" Say, "I am Christian, because my parents are Christian." And so you are a Christian because you believe in Jesus Christ and Mary and his miracle, and he will return back to this world and all the story of Jesus Christ. To say yes. So, okay, I am telling you, I am a Christian. Say, "Oh, you are teaching us a Sufi master, a Muslim sheikh. How you are a Muslim? How you are a Christian?" I said, "Because I believe what you believe. I believe in Jesus. I believe in Mary. I believe in his miracle. I believe he will come back to this world. I believe he went to the heaven. I believe with all that, my belief. You don't believe in I'm a Christian." So, if you are believing that, then you are a Christian. And so, certainly I am a Christian. I said, "Okay. By birth, what are you? Are you Jews? Okay. If you are Jews, the Jewish religions, the belief and the Sharia and the law go to 12 Asfar, the son of Jacob. From which one are you? But what if I am telling you, I am believe and I love and I follow 124,000 from Bani Israel prophets and messengers. And I believe in all the miracle powers and I believe in all them teaching and all them guidance and all them, I don't have any drop of hate and enmity for any one of them. Are you accept me as I am a Jew or not?" "God. Muslim and now we are Christian and you are Jew." Say, "Yes, I am a Jew. I believe in Abraham and Moses and David and Solomon. I love them, I believe them, I follow them, I learn from them. Then I'm Muslim, I'm a Christian, I am a Jew. What are you, a Hindu? What do you think? I went by walk on my feet to the cave where born Shiva to have his blessing. And then to follow the Hinduism and to Hindu religion and to enter so many temples in India in the way to I have the blessing of Shiva. And I believe in Shiva sending guide for mankind to the world. And for all his teaching was the human teaching and divine teaching. Are you accepting I'm a Hindu or not?" "Oh, you are a Hindu then." "Then for Buddha." "Okay, I'm believing. I tell you Buddha is man of God sent for mankind to give them guidance. I love Buddha and teaching of Buddha. And what do you thinking and the believing of Buddha?" "I am Buddhist. So I am Buddhist or not?" then I am Muslim, I'm Christian, I am Jews, I'm Hindus, I am Buddhist. But if you are a Christian and I am Muslim, you are not a Muslim. Why? Because you are believing in your Prophet, you deny Muhammad, you deny the Holy Quran, you deny the Islam, belief or faith. And from there, I see through our pure, the peace, not only just where to hope it or to speak about it, is something have we to live in it. Then how I can be man of peace when I am in peace with Muhammad, but not I am in peace with Jesus. I am in peace with Jesus, I am not in peace with Muhammad. I am in peace with the Jewish prophet and messenger, but I am not believe with the Lord there. That is the practical peace. So we are all together believing to that belief of peace and love and unity who bring in peace between our each others. And if we are going in that way, the peace one day, it will come from all our hearts to be real and practical peace. And we have our truthful peace with our Almighty God. And from there, I'm speaking with you here, and I come to pray for peace, but I'm making talking, because I don't, the Almighty make me talking. But I speak with you, as I am a Palestinian, my home been first home destroyed in Jerusalem. What you are accepting from me to come to speak with you about peace? My mosque been destroyed. My school been destroyed. My service hood for the tomb of Moses been destroyed. My living in the near to the wailing wall. I was living born in the wailing wall. The wailing wall, this where he blazed it, was all the time it's mine wall, my home, my garden. Now I am forbidden even to go there to stand or to pray. I've been deported from my country for 30 years. I'm forbidden to enter Palestine or to enter Israel. What you are accepting it from me? Maybe you're accepting for me to be a terrorist or to be Hamas or to be a suicide bomber. But to know, I'm still believing for peace. And I call everyone to come for dialogue of peace. And in how much I am fearing for my Palestinian nations, I am fearing also for the children of Israel. And I wish for them to have peace also in them life, in them present and in the future. And then we have all together to work and support the mission in peace, especially in Palestine and where we are living also, to have peace in our homes, in our countries, where we are. Inshallah, hopefully, one day to come the peace for all the world. And the peace will give for us the true happiness in our heart. Allah bless you and give you from Mr. Ahmad. Allahumma rabbana laka alhamdu wa shukru hamdan kaseeran tayyiba. كما ينبغي لبهاج الله للنور وجهك الكريم يا كريم يا الله أن خلقتنا وبرأتنا وصورتنا وهديتنا وهبتنا هذا الخير الكثير وكل خير. اللهم ربنا فثبتنا عليه وزدنا عليه وباركنا فيه برحمته يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا لقائنا هذا وجمعنا هذا وحضورنا هذا وزيارتنا هذه. اللهم ربنا واجعل قربة منا إليك وحبا منا إليك وعشقا منا إليك وافتقارا منا إليك. اللهم ربنا فثبتنا عليه وزدنا عليه وبارك فيه برحمه الراحمين. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام وليس عود السلام. اللهم ربنا فحينا بالسلام وادخلنا الجنه بدره دار السلام. تبارك وتعالى يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم اموت ويوم ابعث حيا. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين الذين تحيتهم فيها سلام فيها سلام فيها سلام. واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.
Good luck for the green chair.
Thank you very much.